Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Melanie Cole's Health Radio. It's radio that's good for you.
It's February 1st. That means it's Heart Month. What a great month. You know, in October when all the pink starts getting worn and everybody's wearing their pink ribbons for breast cancer? Well, February is Heart Month. It's Go Red Month. It's a month that we really need to take stock of the fact that heart disease is the number one killer of women. It kills more women than almost all of the other cancers, and it is absolutely something that women don't think will happen to them. We're all afraid of cancer. We're all afraid of breast cancer and lung cancer and all these things, but heart disease, we feel like, nah, I'm not so worried about that. However, it's one of the more preventable of all the diseases. Exercise, good diet, adherence to medications if you need them for blood pressure, keeping your blood pressure, knowing your numbers, cholesterol, glucose levels, keeping those things in check, knowing what's going on are all things that can help to prevent heart disease. And when I was in graduate school, we actually worked on heart disease in mice and then tried to reverse it with the treadmill. And this is something that can be done. It is, for the most part, preventable and reversible. Of course, there's genetic components and of course, there's environmental factors. But when you're talking about things like cholesterol and blood pressure, you can monitor those things and you can, with exercise, keep them down. And you all know me, I'm a worrier, but I do love my exercise. So that is the one thing that, besides healthy eating, because we love to eat healthy in my house. And so between those two things, I hope that I'm trying to keep those things in check. Now, the biggest other contributing factor in my book to heart disease is stress and worry. And that's a big problem for me. And I'm working on it. But then again, there's my exercise, my treadmill, watching Downton Abbey, watching something I really like while I'm on the treadmill really helps to combat some of that worry and that stress. And I always feel better when I'm doing it and when I'm done with it. So trying to get some exercise, trying to eat a little bit healthier just today. Try and take a walk. And just today, for the first day of Heart Month, besides taking a walk, try and eat something really healthy. Make yourself a salad. Put some nice red wine vinegar and a little olive oil on there. Do something that's really good for your health at the beginning of Heart Month. And you know, we'll be talking about it a lot. Hopefully it won't be too much for you, but stay tuned because we'll give you a lot of really good information for February being Heart Month. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening and stay well. And tuned. Stay tuned.